Inside on Business, the news hour, is made possible through the support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar. Find them at strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the Des Moines Metro. RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts at homeconnectusa.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of Insight on Business, the news hour. And as you know, each Friday we talk with Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. Stuff to do in the Metro this weekend and on into next weekend. The party girl, ladies and gentlemen, is here. Hi.
That's right. The party can begin. Yeah, I'm here, right?
You are always so up about
stuff. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, I try.
You gotta be, right?
Yeah, I have to be. Well, I'm still recovering from my kids' Sky Zone birthday party.
Really?
Can you imagine 13 kids jumping on trampolines and eating cake? I mean, it was just, you know, Sky Zone. That's an interesting
Sky
place
Zone.
Out there. But all fun.
Right.
Have you been out there?
No.
Yeah. Well, you got to check it out. Trampolines.
That's
everywhere.
What I need to do. I need to be on a trampoline. That's
yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes. Anyway, well, moving on to this week.
So what are we doing?
What are we doing? Well, the Des Moines Social Club has Death of a Salesman going on.
Really?
Yes, Death of a Salesman.
Famous.
Very famous. Let's see, there are going to be two shows. There are going to be shows all weekend long, but starting September 23rd, that's this Friday, there'll be a few shows this weekend all through October 1st. So just get on in there and see Death of a Salesman.
Friday through October 1st.
That's right.
Today through October 1st.
That's right.
Cool.
Des Moines Social Club, Come and Go Theater.
Death of a Salesman.
Fun stuff. Order tickets anytime on MidwestTix.com.
Got it.
Yeah. This is exciting.
What?
Des Moines annual Oktoberfest. This weekend. Yes, downtown Des Moines. South of Court Avenue on 4th Street. That is tonight, Friday, and tomorrow, September 24th. $10 per day includes a commemorative mug. You can get in on...
Wait. It's September.
It is, yeah, but it's Oktoberfest. I know. This one trips me up every year, too.
Okay.
I think it's just getting ready for October.
All right.
You get to drink beer to get ready for October.
Yes. I got it now.
Mm-hmm. It says this year's festival will offer even more authentic...
More?
Mm-hmm. And thematic areas of the festival than ever. Yeah, there'll be a Lederhosen lounge for those dressed in authentic German attire.
Das ist gut.
Yes, and the largest number of authentic German and seasonal beers ever. At Oktoberfest.
All right, that's this weekend.
Mm-hmm. I did go to an Oktoberfest dinner.
Where does all this take place at?
Well, this is downtown, south of Court Avenue. So it's an outside event.
Okay.
So, yeah. Right. I did go to an Oktoberfest dinner a few years ago, hosted by Michael Leo.
Oh, it's Strudelhaus?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't. No, it was at Oktoberfest.
That's right.
He did a dinner, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, well, he's kind of the real deal.
Mm-hmm. He is the real deal, of course. So, Oktoberfest. Mm-hmm. Also, maybe if beer isn't your thing, or Lederhosen, you can head to the...
I would look smashing in Lederhosen.
I bet you would. I'd like to see that. The first annual Blues and Barbecue at the Park Fair Mall.
What?
Yes, I'm not kidding you. The Park Fair Mall is hosting their first annual Blues and Barbecue event. Mm-hmm. Join us Saturday, September 24th.
I don't even know where that is.
I know. It's up the east side. This is like east side.
The Park Fair Mall.
Yeah, Euclid Ave.
Okay. Euclid Ave. I know where that is.
Yes. This is going to be 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday for just $10. They're going to have a blues and barbecue event. Can you believe that? That's something different.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, September 24th. Music will be provided by the Craig Swalwell Band. And all proceeds will be given to the Children's Miracle Network.
Very nice.
Isn't that a neat thing
to
do?
There's so many cool things that go on the east and south side of Des Moines. There really is.
There really are. And I try to bring them to you.
Thank you.
Can go out.
Park Fair Mall. Park Fair Mall.
Yes.
It just didn't.
I know. I didn't say Jordan Creek Mall. I didn't say Valley West Mall. I said Park Fair Mall. So get out there, cross the river, go do things not on the west side.
Go east, young man.
Yes. Here's another popular one. The 2016 Latino Heritage Festival is also this weekend in Western Gateway Park out here. Yeah, September 24th and September 25th. Price is just $5, and children 12 and younger pay just $1. The Latino Heritage Festival, I mean, they've been doing this for years and years now.
Is that right?
It's been
downtown?
Everywhere. Yeah, this is right in Western Gateway Park.
Yeah, sure.
It used to be out in the Southridge Mall for a while. I mean, this has been everywhere, but now they've established the event in Western Gateway Park. It's going to be a great event.
Right,
artwork, food, yeah, just $5. Bring your family out for some Latino heritage.
All right.
Fun stuff.
They call me Miguel this weekend, yes.
Yes.
Si Miguel. My friend. My friend Miguel.
Very nice. Eat a taco or something. Yes.
Walking taco.
Sure. Can you even Americanize that?
Yeah, right. There you go.
All right. Also, going on this weekend at Living History Farms tomorrow, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Apple Fest. Mm-hmm.
All right.
What better fall thing to do than attend an Apple Fest?
It just doesn't feel like fall.
I know. It never does yet. I mean, because it's still hot out. It's
hot. Why can't we wait till November?
Because I think, you know, once it's November, the apples aren't good anymore.
Oh, okay.
So you have to have Apple Fest when they're, you know, ripe. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
So, Apple Fest at Living History Farms, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow, September 24th. Spend the afternoon in the 1875 town celebrating all things apple.
Apple. Appleicious.
Appleicious. Apple butter. Apple cider. Apple crisp. Apple
pie.
Like, I feel like Forrest Gump right now.
Yeah.
Apple crisp. Apple cider.
Apple ice cream.
Yeah, sure.
Apple core. Who's your pal?
I don't know what you're talking about. All right, moving on. Okay, this is an interesting event. I still am not totally sure, you know, until I see this, what this is. But in Coles Commons, it's called the Architects of Air's Illuminarium. In Coles Commons, Architects of Air have taken their soaring structures across the globe and are now coming to Coles Commons with the Arborea Luminarium. This is a huge thing. Like, I posted a video on Eat, Play, Love Des Moines Facebook page earlier of them blowing this gigantic luminarium up. And it's like you walk through and it's like this sight and sound color event. And it's in Coles Commons.
When?
Right now.
What?
Yes.
Tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So all weekend long. It's $5 per person. And children under 16 must have an adult with them.
Where do you
It's wheelchair accessible. I know. I'm telling you. You need to check this out. For $5, just head down to Coles Commons. You'll see it. It's this gigantic structure.
A luminarium,
yes. That you walk through and it's some kind of visual sensation. Yes. $5. Check it out. Tell me what you think. Coles Commons.
All right.
Yes.
Eat, Play, Love Des Moines.
That's right.
.com.
You got it. Also this weekend, the Food Truck 5K.
All right. There. Now we're talking.
Yeah. Now we're talking. I mean, what better way to get people to run a 5K than to have food trucks at the end? This is at Valley View Aquatic Center. This is tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Show up, register, run a 5K, eat food truck food. That's right.
Yeah.
The 5K starts at 5 p.m. and then maybe I'll just skip the 5K and eat at the food trucks.
There you go.
And there we go. yeah, and the money from that is going to go to the Iowa Homeless Youth Centers.
Got it.
There you go.
Very nice.
The Iowa Outdoor Expo for kids and families at the Des Moines Isaac Walton League is also going on this weekend.
Oh, that's over there by Waterworks Park. Yeah.
That's right. That is tomorrow and Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, right in the Isaac Walton League in Waterworks Park, the Iowa Outdoor Expo, 50 free hands-on activities and daily family presentations.
Right. Then you can go across the street over to Orlando's.
Sure, absolutely. Ride your bike there and kayak and canoe and paddleboard and then eat pizza.
All right.
Mm-hmm, fun stuff. Oh, here's something else for Sunday. This sounds really fun. I haven't heard about this event yet, so I'm thinking it's one of the first ones. The Afternoon Tea Along the River.
Huh?
At the Riverwalk Hub, this is on Sunday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's $35. Take afternoon tea like a Londoner here in Des Moines. It is the inaugural afternoon tea along the river. It's the first one. It's a British tea event in an elegant setting with views of the Des Moines River at the Riverwalk Hub on Sunday from 1 to 3. Let's see. Oh, it's an event that's going to go toward producing the Christkindl Market.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that
really?
Thing.
Chris Kindle Market.
The Chris Kindle Market. That's right.
That's Suzanne Hall.
That's right. So that sounds really fun.
An afternoon of tea.
Yes. Tea is provided by Gong Fu Tea, finger sandwiches, optional glass
tea by
of
Gong
wine.
Fu?
Yeah. Silent auction. This is a great.
We're multi-diversal.
That's right. Yes. This sounds amazing. I want to go. Yes.
Do you wear a hat?
I bet. I mean, yeah. How could you
Gloves?
Not? Sure.
Crumpets?
Big puffy dress and mm-hmm. all that. Yeah. Oh. All right. Oh, at Hoyt Sherman Place going on Sunday, the Fab Four will be doing a Beatles tribute at Hoyt Sherman Place.
All right.
8 p.m. to 11 p.m. If you like the Beatles, you're going to want to go see the Fab Four, Hoyt Sherman Place, this weekend, Sunday, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m.
What a nice way to wrap up the weekend.
That's right. That's
go see
right,
the Fab the Four and relive that magic of 1963-64.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And if you want something to do next week, head down to Nightfall on the River. They'll be presenting Blues
Friday?
Traveler. Nightfall on the River is, let's see, September 28th.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, we're already in next week. So, anyway, Blues Traveler. I was just really excited
Blues
about
Traveler.
Blues Traveler and G-Love. Blues Traveler, G-Love, and Special Sauce will be performing Nightfall
Sauce.
On the River September 28th. Get your tickets. Brenton Skating Plaza, Nightfall on the River, Blues Traveler, G-Love, and Special
wow.
Sauce.
Just all kinds of stuff going on.
That's right.
I don't know if we should go anywhere this weekend, though.
No.
Kind of in mourning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Brad Pitt.
Oh.
J-Lo.
No, it wasn't J-Lo. It's
Who's it?
The other one.
Well, what's her name?
Oh, I forget.
Water. Yeah.
I don't
J-Lo?
Follow. It's not J.
Yeah.
No, and that's not Jennifer Lopez. It's
it's
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie. That's it.
That's right.
They
different
broke
people.
Up.
Yes. I can
sad.
See you follow them closely.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. We're friends on Twitter.
Right.
Of course.
Sure.
Thank you. I really blew that, didn't I?
A little bit.
J-Lo. I don't know these people. All right. I stick to business. All right. That is Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines. If you missed all of this or some of it, don't worry. It will be on our radio blog, so you can check it out all weekend long. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, this is the last day, by the way, for Mark McDowell, program director.
He's retired. I did not know that.
Yeah, he's out of here.
Well, that's something to mourn more than Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Brad Pitt.
Yeah. J-Lo.
Not J-Lo, it's Angelina Jolie. Come on, what's the matter with you? You don't know nothing?
I guess not.
All right. So Mark McDowell is the program director. Sort of. This is his last day here. On the controls tonight, of course, is Tyler Hackenmiller. The voice of Inside on Business is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. For Cheryl and all of our friends here at the Business News Hour, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.